All right, we're going to start the meeting. It's 5:43 p.m. And I'm just going to make a quick note that the hybrid link is not working on Zoom. So therefore, that won't be working and some of the members won't be able to attend. We do have quorum, so we will continue the meeting. We're not going to take any votes. So tonight's meeting will just be informational purposes only. And we will just postpone. I believe the only vote we would have was the approval of the meeting minutes from November 7th. Okay, so just going forward, we'll just take a roll call. I am here. Nancy?
Here.
Lauren?
Here.
Dave Field?
Here.
Ken Carlson? I don't believe Ken's going to be here because he was going to go remote. Jason?
Present.
Alicia? Alicia's not here, but Dave Twombly is here. And Dan, and I believe Dan was remote, so we're not going to have him. So we do have an in-person quorum, so we'll continue with the meeting. If we just want to do a quick update on the early elementary school project, Walter, if you want to just tell us something real quick on that.
Yep. We are wrapping up some owner changes that are required in order for the final commissioning report to be finalized. We will have a door swap that needs to take place in the spring. They were long lead items. We've been waiting for those. Those are going to be swapped out in April vacation, I believe. But those shouldn't affect the commissioning report. Once we have that final commissioning report, the lead package can be submitted, and there's a volley back and forth between the owner and the lead reviewer. It may go back and forth once or twice, hopefully not three times. It's probably a 2 to 3, possibly a 4 month period volley between that. Once that lead certification is finalized, the final package for closeout can be submitted to the MSBA. We'll likely have one more change order before the end of the year to wrap up. I believe we have 4 or 5 outstanding PCOs. 2 or 3 are tied together, so there's really 2 or 3 that need to be finalized. That should be wrapped up before the lead submission. Once that lead submission's finalized, the closeout with MSBA can start. That process can take anywhere from 5 to, unfortunately, 12 months before you end up on a closeout board meeting. So it's really dependent on the workload at the office up there. But we'll get everything for that package ready, submit as soon as we can, and keep everyone aware of the closeout dates.
All right. Anyone here have any questions, comments, concerns before we move on? All right. Seeing none, thank you. Next, we're going to talk about the security upgrades.
Yep. I haven't been here in a while, probably when the last time I was here. But anyways, just wanted to give a quick update on the security system upgrade designer selection. So we had 5 proposals. We interviewed 2 firms. The designer subcommittee identified 1 finalist. SMMA is in the process of notifying the finalists and receiving price proposals. So originally we had hoped that we would have the designer here, but unfortunately, due to timing and some other constrictions, we've kind of kicked the can down the road a little bit. We would like to request, though, that the Municipal Building Committee schedule an additional meeting, perhaps on Tuesday, December 19th at 5 o'clock, or Wednesday, December 20th. So I wasn't sure if either one of those 2 dates would be available.
Said December 19th or 20th?
Yep, or the 20th. And at that meeting,
what time were those? Same time? What time?
5 or 5:30, whatever works for you guys. At that meeting, SMMA will recommend the winning designer, and they will do a presentation to the committee. So whoever won the design, they'll do a presentation, get everybody up to speed on the project. After the presentation, the Municipal Building Committee would make a recommendation to the school committee to accept that designer as the project designer, and then the school committee then would vote on that particular designer at one of their meetings, most likely in January. And we're hoping to complete the schematic design and feasibility study portion of the project. We're hoping to finish that up in February. So it's kind of a tight timeline, to be honest with you, but that's what we're looking at right now.
All right. So I will circulate some dates to the MBC So basically, we're looking at about two weeks from now,
yeah,
like probably on a Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's it. That's all I have.
All right. Thank you. Any questions for Dave on that? Go ahead.
Did you suggest the 19th at 5?
Yeah, I mean, whatever works into your schedule.
Because at 6 o'clock, there's a school committee meeting.
Oh, really? Yeah, so
okay.
That's why we said 5 o'clock.
Okay.
Because if we really get into a jam, we could either do it on the 19th at 5 o'clock, but our preference would be to do it on the 20th. Which could be 5 or 5:30, whatever works.
And what is that?
We do it on the 19th. Good point. We do have to do it at 5 o'clock.
So the 19th is a school committee meeting at 6. Okay. All right.
But excuse me if I can just jump in. But didn't we want to? The school committee can approve it. If we approve it at the municipal building at the 19th. Then go to school committee. Can we approve it there, or does that have to wait till the next?
We could do that, but the problem is that I don't think the contract would be 100%.
Okay.
So that's why we're looking at possibly going to the school committee,
mm-hmm.
most likely in January.
Okay.
Beginning of January.
Thank you.
All right. So it looks like we'll just have to work around that one thing, that school committee meeting. All right, we'll make it work.
That's
anything
it.
Else?
Yeah.
Great. Thank you, Dave.
Thanks.
Dave, you want to just talk about the water treatment facility project?
Sure. The Red Mill Road water treatment plant is progressing nicely. We are working on startup and testing of that plant. And I'm happy to report the three PFAS treatment plants, the ion exchange resin plants, are fully up and running now as of December 1st. So we're currently producing water that is non-detect for PFAS out of those three wells. And we're now, we'll be going forward in full compliance of the Mass DEP regulations. So, unfortunately, everyone's going to receive a postcard saying that for over the past quarter we're in violation because October and November testing, we're non-compliant for PFAS and they average it on by month. So that should be the last postcard notice that goes out to everyone until regulations change sometime in the future.
And does that include not the one on, is that Red Mill 2?
So
that's
no,
just the other
one. So
buildings,
Red
right?
Mill Road is, well, it's 3, 5, and 7. We're actually working on a PFAS preparedness plan there to install additional PFAS treatment at that site to meet the federal requirements which are proposed at this time.
And what, the other three wells, what are those numbers, Dave?
1, 2, and 4.
Do we not have a 6, or is there a 6?
We do have a 6. It was non-detect for PFAS.
Oh, okay. All right. Anyone have any questions, comments, or concerns about the water treatment facility?
Just want to put out a obligatory good job, Dave, and DPW for getting those plants done.
Thank you. Like I said, it was a total team effort. Rich Turney, a water operations manager, put a lot of time into that. A lot of supply chain issues, but we're able to get that across the line. So.
Yeah, it was quick. Mm-hmm. All right, great. Thanks, Dave. All right, so we will move to the public safety project update. I'll let you go from here, Walt.
Got a high level, quick update for you guys, so we'll run through it. I'm just going to go over master project schedule update, design development phase work plan update, and then some design dates that are going to be upcoming. Just quick highlight for everyone, the town meeting results, we have those, but we also have the lease in hand for Daly's Corner, so those have been finalized. Those are on record with the town and also on record with the project file as well. So next steps, really what we highlighted, PMA and KBA, as we discussed last meeting, met earlier this week, actually earlier today, to go over the DD plan and overall design milestone schedule. Right now, what we are carrying is two broken out packages as part of the DD phase. At the end of the design development phase, fully, which is May, there'll be a decision that's need to be made by the committee, whether to bid the project as one full package or two. That will take place in May. But through DD, we are going to split those estimates. So the design development phase estimate for Daly's Corner for the fire substation is going to take place in mid-March. We'll have one meeting for that. We've tied the schedule out to that. And then the one for 524 Depot will be in May. Those, again, hold all the end dates that we've discussed with the committee and with the public and the vote that took place. It'll be based on, like we said, input from general contractors, both larger size and smaller, and then the estimates that will be informed at that time for the fire substation and also upcoming from the 524 Depot Street site. So that's really the big decisions that are going to take place during design development. We're also going to have site investigations ongoing starting the week of the 18th in December for both geothermal and geoenvironmental at both sites. Those will carry into January. We're going to do more programming validation, making sure all the spaces are correct. Those have been through and those will be hammered out or reviewed thoroughly at each milestone. There'll be further focus groups with the groups that have been signed up at for civil, sustainability, MEP, mechanical, exterior and interior. Also on top of that, there'll be department design review meetings. So KBA and Weston and Sampson will be meeting with DPW, police and fire chiefs and department heads, and also with any associated people that they'd like to bring into those meetings to confirm those program validations. KBA will also be working on site design and permitting preparation. Everyone knows 524 Depot is going to have a lot of permitting that needs to take place, so that's going to start during this phase. Obviously, if anything comes up during the permitting process preparation, KBA and PMA will bring it to the Municipal Building Committee. We'll get that information out there so that everyone in the on the project team is aware of it, what's going on. If there's any support needed, we'll immediately get that out there to the group. Following that, once that decision's made, so right now we're carrying just that CD package, so that includes 75%, 80% design all the way through 100. That'll be May of 2024 through November of 2024. Bidding following right into that with pre-qualification probably happening in November of as well, and then bidding into January and March, construction starting immediately after that. So that's really the next steps highlights. PMA has finalized the master project schedule update with KBA. So this, you see the design development phase, the 80% design, the 100% design. This is the the separated version. We also have the separated version as well for 327 Main, breaking that out if that's the route that the committee chooses. So we have some targeted dates, as we discussed. We've removed the additional meeting from February that we were thinking about. We've carried the meeting in March. That will be the time frame of when the committee is going to look at the estimates and review the estimates and perform any value management, the March 19th meeting. And then again in May, May 14th would be the 524 Depot Street public safety and DPW complex estimate review and possible value management. So that takes us for MBC meetings through design development. That is everything that PMA had for this meeting. I will ask Greg and or Chad if they have anything else they'd like to, if I may have missed anything. I know I went through fast there. If the committee has any questions or comments either.
So I think just originally we had a little bit more aggressive schedule in design development and a little more time in construction documents. The end date stays the same, and what we've done based on input from our subconsultants, particularly around the site investigation work, is just kind of slide where the middle happens. And we're doing that, right, to both inform the design work, but also the estimate. So things like the geothermal wells have a big upfront cost, and we want to make sure that we have the right information at the time of the design development estimate so that we can make those decisions at that time on whether to pull the projects together or split them apart based on total project value, what the market's doing and things like that. And just given demand and kind of getting people out on the sites and making sure we're careful to not kind of impact any of the restricted areas on Depot Street and things like that, we wanted to make sure we got the right pieces in place before we tried to just rush through it. So again, the end date stays the same. We're still able to pull the two projects apart and bid them separately if needed. It's just we want to take a little bit more upfront time to do the proper due diligence and make sure we get everything in place so that we have a smooth transition into construction documents and that like 75-80% estimate, so that we're not trying to kind of, you know, make final decisions at DD and then not have the chance to just, you know, tweak at 60% or at 80%. So the the goal is at 80% estimate that we're making any final slight adjustments, but majority is we're right on track. And that's just our last kind of check to make sure we're good. We don't want to get a big surprise then and set us back. So that was just the slight shift in schedule. So.
All right. Just one question, Greg, on as far as when it goes through the Conservation Commission, the delineation that was already done, did you expect that to change? Was that like a firm delineation? You don't expect any changes to?
Yeah, and so the delineation is final. The ANRAD filing, and why we took a little bit more time in that SD phase to get the ANRAD right is because that gets voted on and kind of put into permanent record as the filing and as the ANRAD, as the delineation of wetlands. So there's probably some scenario where that could deviate from there, but you know, in all reality, that is the delineation and what we can design to now.
And that only affects 524, right? The other site, is there wet? I don't know if there's any wetlands.
There's certainly wetlands on the other site, but the developed area is outside of the
buffer zones.
It's outside of the zones, yes. Yeah, so we don't suspect there'll be a lot of permitting on that site, but the team is the same team across the site, so if there's anything we have to deal with, we're certainly able to.
Any other questions as far as where we're at? Anything, Dave? We're good?
Make sure everyone can get over to Honor Society.
Yes, we made it quick. All right. I don't think we have any new business going forward. So we will plan to sneak another meeting in before the end of the year.
Yeah,
and I think... moving forward, we will probably have to make a decision. It does make sense to either probably push away from this hybrid model and go to either in-person or remote, so we don't have any technical glitches going forward. So, all right.
Next meeting should be relatively quick.
Correct. And we won't need, you folks probably, Walter, you folks won't need to attend that, right? There's no reason for you if we have a meeting on the 19th.
The next one we would need is that January one.
Okay. All right. So we don't even have to drag you out to that. All right. We won't make any motions to adjourn or anything just because it was an informational meeting, because obviously we don't have some members on the other end there. So thank you for your time, and hopefully we'll improve things for the next meeting. Thank you.
Thanks, everybody.
Thanks, Andy.
Thanks, Andy.
Good, how are you? I know.